Hello, hello, hello. You're listening to Healthy Moments. This is your host, Renee Norris-Jones. You may also know me from For the People, Law and Plain Language, Saturdays, 5 p.m. And from
The Let's Be Real Radio, Thursdays, 7 p.m.
on gtanradio.com. But here on Healthy Moments, as the title of the show suggests, we're going to be talking about ways that you can change your lifestyle to become a healthier you. I do have to put a disclaimer out there. I am not a doctor. I'm not a dietitian, but I am a regular you, regular Joe Schmo, just trying to change my lifestyle. And for me, it was one little bit at a time, trying one little thing. Don't go cleaning out your refrigerator. I didn't have to get rid of all the chocolate in my house. I had to cut back. I had to do some portion control. But those are the things that we're going to be talking about. Things that you can do to stay a healthier you. I chose Healthy Moments because a moment is something that suggests ease. If I'm going to tell you that it's going to take an hour, we don't want that. We just want a moment. So I want to share with you little things that you can do in a moment. Just one thing a week to become a healthier you. I thought about doing this show for a long time because a few years ago I was diagnosed as a diabetic in April. And by November, December, I had high blood pressure. And I was struggling. The doctor said, you need to see a dietitian. And boy, did I need to see a dietitian. We're going to introduce one little thing. Nothing layered, nothing big, nothing huge. Just one little thing that you can do. And if you don't like it this week, I'm going to encourage you to try it anyway. But if you don't, it's cool. Next week, try that. I know if you told me, Renee, cut out all chocolate from your life. Okay, I'm not even going to pretend to do this. But next week, I'm going to listen because maybe you have something else I can try. And if you can do that, there's 52 weeks in a year. That's 52 steps that you've taken towards becoming a healthier you. And that's how I looked at it. That's how I, over the course of a year, since introducing diet and exercise, and I am not about the exercise, but, you know, we do what we got to do. I lost almost 80, 85 pounds over the course of a year without even trying. Just trying to stay healthy. And it's scary. I still remember that. What? I have diabetes. I have high blood pressure. This is not your mother's diabetes and high blood pressure. There is lots that we can do to change our outcomes. Even though my doctor did tell me, genetics can still come get you, but not yet. It's been 3 years and counting, and not yet. I am about two or three points away from not being a diabetic anymore. To be able to remove that risk factor from my life through diet, yeah, and exercise. But, I've gotten it. I found something that I like to do. And I take little steps to make sure that I leave room in my life to do them. Stay tuned. In just a second, we'll be on to share our tip of the week.
Welcome back to another episode of Healthy Moments Radio. This is your host, Renee Norris-Jones, and I'm joined in the studio today with Ms. Shayna Jones Esquire.
Hi, everyone. Thank you so much for having me, Renee.
Thank you for being here. Well, don't let the Esquire fool you. Ms. Shayna has other talents that are health and fitness, and tell us about that.
I try. So, as Renee told you, my first trade is as an attorney, but I am also a NASM-certified personal trainer. And don't get all up in arms, y'all. I'm a NASM-certified personal trainer because I was an overweight girl. And I decided I was going to get in shape because I wanted to be healthy. I wanted to live my best life. And as I was going through that journey, I decided I wanted to try to help others. And I wanted to increase my skills and learn more. So I got my certification.
So tell me about you said NASA.
NASM. So the National Academy of Sports Medicine.
Oh, all right.
Yes.
Okay.
One of the premier accreditation organizations for personal trainers. It's actually one of the certifications that my personal trainer had when I had a trainer.
Wow.
At one point. Because he had it, he's excellent. I thought it was a good route for me to go.
Yeah, that's fabulous. We did a show, season 2, episode 10, and we had Gerald Smith on. He's a trainer out of London, and he had some really good tips. And my listeners are always looking for something quick and easy I can do. Folks like me that don't like to exercise, but I want to maximize what I am going to do.
Right.
So love to hear tips from trainers. which okay. is why you were the ideal guest today.
Okay.
Going to teach us something.
Okay, great. Well, you know, when you're going on this journey of getting in shape, and particularly if you're doing it because you've had that wake-up call from the doctor that something has gone awry.
Right.
I'm sure any doctor is going to say to you that one of the biggest indicators of overall health is your core health. What's going on around your stomach?
Right. You know what? Right? And that was something that I had to learn in my training from friends who were into fitness going, are you holding your core in? Like, my what? My what?
Absolutely.
So what is the core? How do we do that? What does that mean?
Right. So the core is actually a series of muscles that extend across the front as well as the back of the body. And those are the muscles that actually hold your body up. They are the literal core, the center
of your body. So this is my tummy you're talking about.
It's your tummy, and it's also the muscles across the back.
Okay.
So, you know, so the tummy isn't actually a muscle, but it is those muscles in that area.
Okay.
And
okay.
across the back, right?
Okay.
And so that is the literal thing that's holding your body up, holding you together, right?
Wow.
You know?
This is news to me. I'm listening. I'm listening. I got paper and pen.
And so that's why you want to pay some particular attention to the part of your body that's holding you up. So here are some tips on how to get started. Because everyone, when they think about the core, they're thinking about the model with the six-pack abs.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
Right. And that's great to get. We all want that. All right, and we can achieve that. It takes time. But how do you start when you're overweight and you've got that visceral fat sitting
and
there?
When my goal is to control this diabetes that
Absolutely.
Scared the crap out of me.
Absolutely.
Control this high blood pressure. I'm going to see my doctor. My doctor makes me come in every 3 months. The six-pack, I'm just talking about saving my life right now.
Absolutely.
Getting this weight off, because that's what I'm hearing from my doctor. My doctor's not telling me, go get a six pack.
Absolutely.
In my head, I'm thinking that, but she's telling me to save your life. Mm-hmm. You need to take off some pounds.
So know this, as you're taking off the pounds, you're already going to be working on your core.
Okay.
Because the fat that's sitting on your core is in a lot of ways stopping it from doing what it really needs to do. Hold your body up properly, allow you to pull yourself in.
Okay.
So as the weight is coming down, you're getting that workout on your core. Okay.
Okay.
You're going to see those real changes as the fat comes off. You're never going to see definition in your core when you have a whole lot of fat sitting on top
right.
of it. So when you're trying to get that body in shape, what you're doing is you're going to want to start stretching around the area, right? Let's start doing some stretches where we're moving the waist. You know,
okay. So is that one of the things where I'm pretending like I'm holding a basketball with my arm extended and I'm going far to the right and far to the left?
Absolutely. That's an excellent core stretch.
Okay.
Okay.
So what else? My listeners just need something I can do. I don't need nothing complicated. Something I can do while I'm homebound or I'm not getting around that much or I don't feel like exercising. What can I do while I'm standing there? Or maybe I should be standing up watching TV. If I'm standing up watching TV or I'm standing up on a commercial, what can I do for my core? If I'm walking to the store, just my regular everyday day.
If you're walking to the store or just standing up or sitting down, the main thing that you're going to want to do is hold in your core. Don't just let your stomach hang all out as you're sitting down and walking around. You really kind of want to stand up straight, suck it in, literally take
okay,
a breath.
Okay, that's what I was looking for.
And hold your
when you say hold in my core, you're saying taking that deep breath
and
holding
it
in. But I can breathe, though.
That's right.
But just kind of hold it. And I've heard that.
That's
right. Folks go, just hold your stomach in while you're doing it, while you're exercising, even while I'm walking.
Absolutely.
Or I'm walking at the pool, just holding my tummy in is going to help.
And you don't have to do it all day when you're first starting. Do it for a count of 15. Let it go. Take a minute. Do it for another count of 15. Do it several times over the course of the day until you get to a
okay,
point.
Okay, now, with folks like me that don't like the exercise, you said do a couple times. That a couple's two. You're going to have to be specific with me.
Let's try five.
Okay. Five for 15 seconds.
Yep.
Okay.
Just try
That's
out.
It. That's it. That's all we're going to ask you to do.
All right.
We're going to stop here. Machine is going to be back for other episodes. And she's not Machine. I'm just calling her Machine because I'm being a little smarty pants here, but... that's it.
All right.
Five times a day. Hold it in for 15 seconds.
Absolutely.
That's it.
Yep.
Nothing. I promise you, nothing big, nothing layered. Just easy. Easy. Take that. Try it. See what happens.
That's right.
Until next time. Thank you, Miss Shayna Jones.
Thank you, Miss Renee Norris Jones.
We will see you next time. You've been listening to Healthy Moments with your host, Renee Norris Jones, here on GTownRadio.com. Please remember to always, always, always check in with your health professional before making any dietary changes and before starting any exercise routines. I look forward to our next segment where I'll share more information about my journey to becoming a healthier me and towards you becoming a healthier you. Until then, here's to good health. Want to hear more tips on becoming a healthier you? Check out Healthy Moments Radio on GTownRadio.com. We have new tips every week, starting with Mondays at 11 a.m. We have rebroadcasts on Wednesdays at noon and on Friday evenings at 6 p.m. New topics every week. Check us out. Miss an episode? Our Facebook page, website, and on iTunes, we are Healthy Moments Radio.